action before you're ready.
Leafstar caught Squirrelflight's eye. Have you heard from Moonlight? Has she had her kits?
She must have, Squirrelflight told her. But newborn kits won't be ready to travel for a while.
Bramblestar flicked his tail impatiently.
I wish she'd hurry up before we're all at war, he growled.
He padded toward the great oak and leaped onto the lowest branch. Leafstar dipped her head.
I'd better go too.
Anxiety glittered in her gaze as she turned away and leaped up beside Bramblestar. Tigerstar, Hairstar, and Mistystar followed, eyeing one another accusingly as they took their places in the oak. Squirrelflight hesitated as the clans streamed around her. Crowfeather, Reedwhisker, and Cloverfoot jostled for position as they climbed onto the roots of the oak and sat stiffly, ignoring one another, as Squirrelflight finally joined them. Only Hawkwing acknowledged her with a polite nod. As the crowd settled in front of her, pelts shifting in the moonlight, Tigerstar stepped forward.
Thunder Clan has given Wind Clan its land back. River Clan wants to move our border, and Shadow Clan cannot accept that. The only way to avoid war now is to drive the sisters from their camp.
Scorchfur whisked his tail eagerly.
That's right. Why fight one another when they've got our land?
Dread wormed beneath Squirrelflight's pelt as yowls of agreement rose among the clans.
We must wait.
Bramblestar's growl silenced them. He eyed Tigerstar sharply.
Has StarClan sent word yet? Did any medicine cat get an answer from them at their half-moon meeting? Not yet,
Tigerstar snorted.
But silence could mean anything. You're just playing for time. Why are you so loyal to these rogues?
Bramblestar bristled.
I'm not loyal to them. Then why are you determined to defend them?
Bramblestar narrowed his eyes.
I don't think we should take the sisters' land until SkyClan has agreed to move there. SkyClan would be mouse-brained to turn down that land.
Tigerstar lashed his tail.
It's good land, and we won't let them stay on our territory forever. You gave them that territory.
Bramblestar glared at the ShadowClan leader. Tigerstar curled his lip.
And we can take it back, just like WindClan took its territory back. I gave it to them,
Bramblestar retorted. I was trying to keep the peace. Tigerstar rounded his eyes innocently.
That's all I want, he meowed, to keep the peace. By starting a war against the sisters?
Bramblestar stared at him indignantly. Squirrelflight realized she was holding her breath. Bramblestar was defending the sisters. Hope flashed beneath her pelt. Tigerstar's tail flicked ominously.
I will fight the sisters if it means peace among the clans. Isn't that what StarClan wants?
Bramblestar held his ground.
You're trying to force SkyClan to move again. Look what happened last time you drove them out. A storm nearly killed us all. This time, SkyClan wants to move.
The ShadowClan leader swung his muzzle toward Leafstar.
You want SkyClan to have the new territory, right?
Leafstar hesitated.
Right?
Tigerstar glared at her.
I don't want the land if it means hurting the sisters, Leafstar told him, her gaze clouding with uncertainty.
A snarl rang from the back of the clearing as Emberfoot jeered at the SkyClan leader.
You'd rather see war in the clans than chase a few rogues from land they don't even want?
Yowls of agreement exploded around him and rippled through the crowd. Squirrelflight froze. She pictured the sisters going about their duties, unaware of the storm building here, ready to sweep them away. Her paws pricked with fear. Leafstar stared desperately at Tigerstar.
Why can't we wait until the sisters leave?
Hairstar flattened his ears.
Why should we? The sisters don't need that land, Mistystar snapped.
Tigerstar held Leafstar's gaze.
Is Sky Clan willing to move?
Not yet, Leafstar answered shakily.
But would you move once the sisters are gone? Tigerstar pressed.
Leafstar stared at him, then nodded. Yes.
Tigerstar rounded on Bramblestar. Sky Clan has made its decision. They want to move. Now Thunder Clan must support us. The sisters have to leave.
Squirrelflight's heart pressed in her throat as Bramblestar hesitated. Why don't you object? She lifted her muzzle.
None of us want
silence.
Bramblestar cut her off with a look. It glittered with rage.
My deputy does not speak for me.
As he dragged his gaze back to Tigerstar, Squirrelflight felt numb. She stared at him. Was Bramblestar going to declare war on the sisters? 5 clans against a small band of she-cats and possibly a squealing litter of newborn kits. Shame washed Squirrelflight's pelt. Was there no honor left in the clans? Bramblestar squared his shoulders.
ThunderClan won't join a war, he growled.
Tigerstar's gaze flashed.
But you won't stop us?
Bramblestar looked away.
No.
Squirrelflight stared at him, unable to believe her ears as he went on.
I don't care what happens to the sisters. They've made it clear that they're no better than rogues. But Leafstar must be heard. Her opinion must be respected. She's been heard.
Hairstar flattened his ears.
She wants their land. Only after they've left.
Bramblestar lashed his tail.
And she doesn't want them hurt.
Leafstar stepped to the edge of the branch. Perhaps the sisters can be reasoned with, she mewed hesitatingly.
Why?
Mistystar looked unconvinced.
Reason hasn't worked so far.
Leafstar aimed a meaningful glance at Tree. Perhaps it's time for them to hear from their own kin. Tree groaned, looking suddenly put on the spot.
I've told you it won't.
I know you think it won't help. Leafstar interrupted. But if it could prevent a war, if it were the difference between life and death for Moonlight and her kits, surely you would consider it. Tree began to speak, then stopped himself. He looked around the gathering, then began again.
I do want peace. Of course you do, Tree,
Bramblestar said smoothly.
So do what you can. Talk to your mother on our behalf.
Tree looked down at his paws. He shuffled them uncomfortably, then closed his eyes.
All right. I still don't have high hopes, but I'll try, if you want me to.
Tigerstar shrugged.
I guess it's worth an attempt.
Hairstar nodded.
Why fight if we don't have to?
Murmurs of approval rippled through the crowd as Tigerstar whisked his tail.
It's decided, the Shadow Clan leader growled. Tree will talk to the sisters.
Below him, Breezepelt rolled his eyes.
Why send a loner to do a warrior's job?
Hawkwing bristled beside Squirrelflight.
Tree is no loner,
he snarled, eyeing Breezepelt.
He's a loyal clan cat now.
Across the clearing, Violet Shine's gaze glowed with affection at her father, and her clanmates shifted around her, scowling at the WindClan Tom. Hawkwing's right, Leafstar lifted her chin. Tree is as much a warrior as any SkyClan cat, and if he goes to the sisters, I'll go with him. Tigerstar looked at her, surprised.
Why?
I know them. Leafstar glanced at Squirrelflight. So does Squirrelflight. We can both go with him. We might be able to help. Tigerstar's ears twitched.
If that's what you want,
he eyed Tree menacingly.
You'd better find a solution, he growled, or the next patrol we send to the sisters won't be so friendly.
Squirrelflight caught Bramblestar's eye. He looked at her, his gaze unreadable. Was she supposed to say she wouldn't go? He'd silenced her just now. He clearly didn't want her to be involved.
As Tiger Star and the other leaders jumped down from the branch, signaling the end to the meeting, Bramble Star didn't move.
Are you coming?
Hawkwing hopped off the route and looked back at her as the crowd began to disperse.
I'll wait for Bramble Star.
Squirrelflight watched the clans head for the long grass. She shifted her paws nervously as the clearing emptied, then looked up at Bramble Star again. He stared past her, then leaped from the tree. Thorns pierced her heart as he shook out his pelt and stalked across the clearing without her. She watched him go, feeling desolate. Had they grown so far apart that they'd never agree on anything again?
Chapter 20.
You go ahead. Tree swished his tail as they headed out of clan territory onto the sisters' land. It was the morning after the gathering, and the sun was glittering through the trees.
I want to practice my speech.
He hung back and let Squirrelflight and Leafstar take the lead.
He has a speech?
Squirrelflight was surprised that any cat would have to practice to speak with his mother. She understood that the relationship between Tree and Moonlight was strained, but it surprised her that it was this strained. She blinked at Leafstar as they followed the steep path out of the forest. She glanced over her shoulder. Tree was murmuring softly to himself.
He and Hawkwing went over what he was going to say to Moonlight before we left.
Leafstar slid under a drooping willow branch. Squirrelflight ducked under another branch.
I don't know why Tree needed to come if he doesn't want to see his mother again. We could have passed on the clan's message without him.
He does have a talent for slicing open a problem so it can be looked at easily. It's why I made him our mediator. Besides, I don't think the clans would let us come without him.
Leafstar gazed ahead.
Tiger Star's already frustrated that we've stopped him from taking this land before now. He wouldn't want me and you in charge of the negotiation.
But it's not a negotiation, is it?
Frustration clawed at Squirrelflight's belly. It's a threat. If the sisters don't leave, the clans will drive them away by force.
I know.
Leafstar flicked her tail as the land flattened beneath her paws. She headed between the thinning trees.
But we might be able to give the sisters enough time to prepare for the journey and to leave with a little dignity. And besides, Tree is Moonlight's son.
Squirrelflight nodded. If she won't listen to us, she might listen to him.
That's what I'm hoping.
Leafstar stopped as they broke from the forest and mountain territory opened ahead of them. Pawsteps brushed the ground behind them as Tree caught up.
I think I've got it, he meowed. I know exactly what I'm going to say.
Do you think she'll agree?
Squirrelflight glanced at him anxiously.
If she were reasonable, she'd agree.
Tree gazed over the rolling landscape.
But we're talking about my mother.
Unease wormed beneath Squirrelflight's pelt. Moonlight had seemed reasonable to her. She could be peaceful and kind, but there was also a stubborn streak running through her fur. Persuading her to leave the mountain territory might be like asking a badger to leave its set. They reached the camp at sunhigh. Sunshine bathed the valley. The bushes crowding the sisters' camp looked blowsy and tattered. As Squirrelflight led Tree and Leafstar down the winding path to the entrance, guilt pricked at her belly. How could she stand by as a queen and her tiny kits were forced from their home? She pushed the thought away. Perhaps the kits were strong and healthy, and the sisters were already preparing to leave.
Squirrelflight?
Snow's mew took her by surprise. As the white she-cat slid from the ferns at the camp entrance, suspicion glittered in her gaze.
What are you doing here?
Has Moonlight had her kits?
Squirrelflight asked eagerly. Snow narrowed her eyes.
No.
Disappointment dropped like a stone in Squirrelflight's belly. It should be past time.
We have to speak with her.
Stiffening, Snow looked past them to Tree.
Why?
Leafstar padded closer. It's important. Moonlight's close to Kitting, Snow told them, her gaze still on Tree. She's moved to the birthing den.
But we can still see her, right? Leafstar shifted her paws impatiently.
Snow bristled. Do you expect me to let a grown Tom into our camp? She glared at Tree.
Squirrelflight blinked at her. But Tree is your kin, isn't he?
The sisters don't believe in kin, Tree snapped. Not male kin, anyway.
Hold your tongue, Leafstar snapped. You're meant to be our negotiator.
Sorry.
Tree met Snow's gaze stiffly.
I've come from the clans. I must speak with Moonlight. She will want to hear my message.
Snow hesitated, her ears twitching. Then she headed through the ferns.
Follow me.
Squirrelflight pushed her way through, blinking as she saw the grassy clearing. Sparrow, Sunrise, and Hawk were sharing a thrush. Tempest and Furs lay in a patch of sunshine. Creek, resting beside Flurry, bristled in surprise as he saw a Tree and scrambled to his paws.
Why is a Tom here? You're a Tom, aren't you?
Tree stared back at him.
But you're too old to be here.
Creek shifted nervously.
You'll be old one day,
Tree grunted. As Snow slid into the birthing den, Squirrelflight glanced apologetically at the sisters.
I'm sorry to disturb you again, but we have to talk to Moonlight.
Sunrise blinked at her, chewing, no sign of her injury. Tempest lifted her head.
Do you want some prey?
She flicked her tail toward a pile of fresh kill at the edge of the clearing.
We caught plenty.
No thanks.
Guilt prickled through Squirrelflight's fur. The sisters were so kind. Couldn't they guess why she was here?
We just want to speak to Moonlight.
Hawk blinked at Leafstar.
How's your injured leg?
She asked.
Healed.
As Leafstar turned to show her where the fur had grown back, Snow ducked out of the birthing den.
She'll see you,
she told them. Her gaze glittered sharply as it flitted over Tree.
Even you.
Her nose wrinkled.
Thank you.
Squirrelflight's heart quickened as she ducked into the den. Leafstar and Tree padded after her. The nursery was warm and well padded with bracken and moss. Cocooned from the sunshine, it glowed with a rosy half-light. Moonlight lay on a nest of fresh ferns, her broad head dwarfed by the size of her belly. Squirrelflight stared at it.
Your kits must be overdue.
Perhaps.
Moonlight's gaze flitted from Squirrelfly to Leafstar.
It's good to see you again, Leafstar.
She ignored Tree.
Snow says you've brought a grown Tom into our camp.
He's been sent by the clans to speak for them, Squirrelflight told her.
Moonlight's gaze rounded.
Don't they think your voices are enough?
Leafstar's tail twitched.
They wanted someone impartial.
So they sent my son.
Amusement glinted in her eyes. Squirrelflight's chest tightened. Was Moonlight going to take this seriously?
Please listen to Tree. He's your best chance for peace.
Moonlight flicked her gaze to Tree for the first time.
It's good to see you again, Earth.
I told you, he meowed firmly. I'm not Earth anymore. I'm Tree.
Of course.
She dipped her head politely.
And you've come with a message from the clans.
Not a message, he told her. I've come to persuade you to leave this territory.
She held his gaze coolly.
Really?
She sounded unimpressed.
You already know that Sky Clan wants this land, he began. The land around the lake is not big enough to support 5 clans. It was decided that Sky Clan should move here, but they can't while you're here.
I've told Leafstar already that she can have the land when we move on,
Moonlight told him.
You need to move on now. The clans are already fighting over land. Every moment you stay here puts another warrior at risk.
Tree stared at her urgently.
For the sake of the clans, you have to go.
Moonlight tipped her head.
I thought the clans enjoyed fighting. They attacked us for no good reason. They nearly killed Sunrise.
You were trespassing, Tree reminded her, and you maimed one of their warriors.
If they'd simply asked us to leave, no one would have been hurt. Tree's fur ruffled along his spine.
That's what they're doing now, he meowed, asking you to leave so that no one gets hurt.
Moonlight narrowed her eyes.
Is that a threat?
Squirrelflight's heart quickened. Moonlight was being difficult. She shot Tree a warning glance. He dipped his head.
I came here to reason with you, not to threaten.
Then reason with me. Moonlight's gaze suddenly hardened. Don't quote words given to you by someone else. You're my son. I hope I taught you to have a mind of your own.
I was your son, Tree answered. I speak for the clans now.
The clans, Moonlight snorted. Do you think like a clan cat, too? Dividing land out like prey to be given to others. She scowled at him. Have you forgotten that as a Tom, you are protector of the land? You should wander it, not own it.
You've never believed in borders, Tree snapped back. You've never believed in home. But some cats want to belong. They want a home that will always be a home.
Squirrelflight stepped forward. I realize this is an emotional time, she meowed evenly. Perhaps it wasn't the best idea to ask your son to reason with you, but he's not trying to threaten you. And if his words are someone else's, it's because he's trying so hard not to. But the truth is, if you don't move, you will face a battle with more cats than you have ever seen, every one of them trained in fighting. Leafstar shifted beside her. You say you want to have your kits here, but they would be in danger here. Moonlight glared at her.
Is the land really worth that much to the clans? Would they harm kits to get their paws on it?
A chill ran along Squirrelflight's spine. Tree lashed his tail.
Why argue? He growled. You're outnumbered. There's no way you can defend this valley. You certainly couldn't defend the hunting land around it. Why don't you just accept that you have to leave?
Moonlight lifted her chin.
The sisters will not be bullied. We will not move. If the clans wish to attack us, we will defend ourselves.
Squirrelflight could hardly believe her ears. Was Moonlight crazy? ThunderClan would not hurt a queen and her kits, but ShadowClan might, or even WindClan. A battle could easily rage out of control. She stared urgently at Moonlight. Please leave, she whispered. Don't risk your kits' lives and bring shame on the clans. If the sisters didn't leave, the clans might prove her worst fear, that they were capable of self-interest so ruthless it wouldn't matter which cats stood in their way. Moonlight returned her gaze unwaveringly.
I've told you, we will not move.
Tree flattened his ears.
You always put your beliefs before the needs of your kits.
Curling his lip, he pushed his way out of the den. Tail drooping, Leafstar followed. Squirrelflight glanced at them as they left. Perhaps it hadn't been such a good idea to ask Tree to mediate with his mother. She turned her gaze on Moonlight. The queen stared back at her coldly. Please, Squirrelflight mewed. They'd shared a camp, if only for a short while. They'd helped build this den together. She'd stood up for Sunrise when her clanmates had wanted to send her away. They had a connection. Surely there was something she could say now to make Moonlight change her mind. Moonlight stared at her, unblinking.
Leave.
Dread settled in Squirrelflight's belly. Trembling, she nosed her way outside. They'd failed. The sisters were staying, and the clans would attack. Her thoughts whirled. Preying on the vulnerable was not part of the warrior code.
If ThunderClan attacked the sisters, could she fight alongside her clanmates? She wanted to prove her loyalty to ThunderClan, but could she risk hurting an expectant queen?
Chapter 21. Around the island, the lake had turned to flame, lit by the setting sun. Squirrelflight and Bramblestar had come as soon as Squirrelflight had returned from the sisters, sending Berrynose to fetch Hairstar, while Leafstar had sent word to Tigerstar and Mistystar. Now the leaders from every clan moved restlessly on the shore of the island, anger sparking between them, as Leafstar and Squirrelflight reported Moonlight's reply.
"They won't move,"
outrage sparked in Tigerstar's eyes. Mistystar's pelt prickled indignantly.
"This is an insult. Don't they know who they're dealing with?"
"We could destroy them in a single battle,"
Hairstar flexed his claws. Squirrelflight swallowed back desperation. She could still save the sisters. She didn't care whether Bramblestar wanted her to keep quiet. The clans mustn't attack them.
"But why should they move? Moonlight is expecting kits."
"Why should they move?"
Tigerstar repeated Squirrelflight's question as though he couldn't believe his ears. Squirrelflight stared at him.
"If we just leave them alone, they'll be gone in a moon."
Hairstar flicked his tail.
"I don't think they'll ever move," he snarled. "They know we want that land, and they're determined to keep it for themselves."
Mistystar nodded.
"This is a matter of honor. How dare these rogues defy us?"
Bramblestar shifted his paws.
"I'm not sure honor has much to do with it,"
he meowed evenly.
"But it does seem that we are going to have to chase these cats away, sooner or later."
"And it might as well be sooner,"
Hairstar snapped.
"We should have done it already,"
Tigerstar grunted.
"They're clearly determined to hang on to this land for as long as they can."
Bramblestar glanced at Squirrelflight. She blinked at him. "Moonlight only wants to wait until she's had her kits. Is that so unreasonable?"
"It is, when the peace of the clans is at stake,"
Bramblestar answered. Anger burned beneath Squirrelflight's pelt.
"There's no need for the clans to fight one another,"
Tigerstar growled.
"Not every clan is willing to give their land away as easily as ThunderClan."
His gaze moved pointedly from Bramblestar to Hairstar.
"We want to keep our borders until SkyClan has moved."
"We want our marshland back,"
Mistystar snapped. Bramblestar met Squirrelflight's gaze.
"Do you see? There can be no peace until the border disputes are settled once and for all. We have to make the sisters leave."
"And they're clearly not going to leave until we drive them away,"
Hairstar growled.
"Even if it harms unborn kits?"
Squirrelflight dug her claws into the earth.
"How could she be the only cat here who didn't see how unfair the clans were being?"
"A cat can have kits anywhere,"
Mistystar pointed out,
"especially a rogue."
"The sisters aren't rogues."
Squirrelflight looked helplessly at Leafstar. Why hadn't she spoken up? Leafstar's eyes glittered in the dying sunlight. Was that an apology in her gaze?
"I think Moonlight is being unreasonable. She could move if she wanted to. She must know that she's putting her kits in danger, and yet she insists on staying."
Squirrelflight stared at her. Leafstar had been her only ally, and now she was siding with the others. Her heart lurched.
"Do you think we should drive them out, too?"
"Not drive them out, exactly," Leafstar murmured. "But if the clan sent a patrol big enough to show Moonlight what the sisters are up against, she might change her mind."
"That's right,"
Tigerstar's eyes lit up.
"If we show up in force, Moonlight will see that it's pointless trying to stand against us."
"We wouldn't have to unsheathe a claw,"
Hairstar agreed. Bramblestar looked at Squirrelflight.
"You must agree that's reasonable,"
he meowed.
No one would be harmed, and SkyClan would get their land now.
Squirrelflight's paws pricked with anger. You don't know Moonlight, she shot back. If you show up in her camp, she won't just back down. She's more likely to fight.
Even if she's outnumbered?
Misty Star blinked at her.
Especially if she's outnumbered, Squirrelflight insisted.
Tiger Star narrowed his eyes.
If she wants to fight, then we'd fight, but it would be Moonlight's choice.
Squirrelflight looked helplessly at Bramble Star. You can't let this happen, she breathed. Sending a patrol to scare the sisters away is the same thing as attacking them. Bramble Star stared back at her, his gaze determined.
Trying to guess how Moonlight will react is not my problem. I have to do what's best for the clans. Then it's settled?
Hairstar looked at him hopefully.
I'll bring a patrol,
Bramblestar told him.
We should leave at dawn,
Tigerstar meowed.
Each clan should bring its strongest warriors.
Where do we meet? Mistystar asked. You can meet on our territory, Leafstar offered, where our border meets ThunderClan's. You can cross into the mountain territory easily there. She glanced nervously at Tigerstar. But SkyClan won't be sending a patrol.
It was your suggestion.
Hairstar blinked at the SkyClan leader. Leafstar ignored him and pressed on. We won't risk a war on unborn kits. But if you want to chase the sisters out, we won't stand in your way. Squirrelflight's heart felt as heavy as stone. Tomorrow, the clans would force the sisters from their home. It didn't matter whether the clans planned to attack first or not. The sisters might not mean any harm, but she knew how stubborn Moonlight could be. This confrontation would escalate into violence, and she was powerless to stop it. Bramblestar dipped his head to the other leaders.
I'll see you all at dawn.
He turned and padded away, without looking at Squirrelflight. She stared after him. Was he ashamed, or was he angry with her? Surprise jabbed at her belly. Does he even still care what I think of him?
You'd better hurry, Misty Star eyed her pointedly. It looks like he's not going to wait for you.
Heat burned beneath Squirrelflight's pelt. I can find my own way home, she snapped. As she turned away, Hairstar sniffed.
It's good to see Bramblestar taking charge of his clan at last, the WindClan leader murmured.
Squirrelflight jerked her muzzle toward him.
In ThunderClan, we're allowed to have our own opinions, she snarled, lashing her tail as she walked away.
She didn't try to catch up with Bramblestar, but crossed the tree bridge and trailed him along the shore. He didn't wait for her, and she could see by the set of his shoulders, his head hanging low, that he wanted to be left alone. In ThunderClan, we're allowed to have our own opinions. Was that true anymore? He'd been angry ever since she'd suggested SkyClan move to new territory at the leaders' meeting. Why? ThunderClan used to be a clan where everyone's ideas were given a hearing. Had her longing for more kits put him on edge? Clearly, she'd been pressuring him, without knowing it, into doing something he didn't want to do. Her heart ached. They used to want the same things. Now they seemed to think and feel differently about everything. When she padded into camp, Bramblestar was already organizing the patrol that would go with him in the morning to the sisters' camp. In moonlight, pooling at the center of the clearing, he looked around at the warriors crowding excitedly in front of him.
Thornclaw, you'll come with me,
Bramblestar told the dark warrior.
Can I come?
Blossomfall pushed her way to the front.
Me too,
Mousewhisker whisked his tail. Twigbranch hung back with Finleap and glanced hopefully at Squirrelflight as she passed, as if hoping she would keep the other cats from forcing the sisters out. Squirrelflight looked away. There was nothing she could do to stop this. She slunk into the shadow of the high ledge, huddling away from the rest of her clan.
She didn't want to hear their eager voices. How could so many of her clanmates approve of this plan? Would they be acting like this if she were leader? She hunched tighter, crouching against the earth. What was the point in wondering? She'd never be leader, just like she'd never go along with this fox-hearted plan. The shadows deepened as evening gave way to night. Squirrelflight fluffed her fur against the chill.
What about you?
Bramblestar's question took her by surprise. She looked up. He stood over her, his gaze dark. Behind him, the clearing was empty.
What do you mean?
She sat up.
Can I count on your support tomorrow?
There was hostility in his mew.
You are my deputy, after all.
And your mate.
Her pelt pricked uneasily. What did he expect her to say?
But that doesn't mean I have to support you in everything. I can't support you when I don't agree with you.
You're my deputy. I expect you to support me no matter what, he snapped. How can the clan trust my decisions when you constantly challenge me?
You're their leader. They'll support you, she mewed, no matter how wrong you are.
Bramblestar bristled.
So you doubt your clan, too?
That's not what I said.
It's what you meant.
You haven't understood what I've meant for a moon.
Squirrelflight flattened her ears.
If you did, we wouldn't be arguing now, and you wouldn't be leading a battle patrol against an expectant queen.
Is that all that matters to you?
Bramblestar's eyes blazed with frustration.
Some rogue and her kits? There's more to life than kits.
And there's more to life than fighting.
Of course there is.
Bramblestar held her gaze.
Do you think I don't know that?
You're acting as if borders and battles are the only thing you care about.
Squirrelflight spat.
And you're acting like the sisters are the only cats you care about.
Hurt edged his mew.
You think I don't care about ThunderClan?
Thorns seemed to pierce Squirrelflight's heart.
Of course I care. I care about them, and I care about you. More than anything. But you don't seem to respect me anymore. Not as your mate, not as your deputy. And I don't know why.
Of course, I respect you.
Bramblestar's mew softened.
But you don't seem to agree with anything I say or do. I have a clan to lead. How can I lead them when the cat I care most about thinks I'm doing everything wrong?
Squirrelflight gazed at him through the darkness. Do you really believe you're doing the right thing by attacking the sisters?
I'm not attacking them. I'm just making sure they leave.
But you must know there'll be a battle if you show up.
Bramblestar's eyes flashed.
I don't know anything of the kind, and I'm not responsible for how Moonlight might react. I know that you're worried, but I'm not going there to fight. I don't want the sisters to be hurt. I will do everything in my power to make sure we move her without bloodshed.
He looked suddenly hopeless.
I promise. I'm only trying to do what's best, Squirrelflight. I can't let the clans fight among themselves. StarClan has told us there must be peace. This is the only way we can ensure that peace.
Pity swelled in Squirrelflight's chest. She suddenly saw how torn he must feel. SkyClan's arrival beside the lake had sent shockwaves through the clans that they were still struggling to cope with. She understood why Bramblestar wanted to protect the clan's fragile harmony. But if everyone could just take a breath and wait, she felt sure that a battle with Moonlight and the sisters could be avoided.
Don't you see that I can't agree with you?
She murmured. The clans are threatening unborn kits because they can't wait one moon for extra land. It's greedy and heartless.
But more land for each clan will mean a lasting peace.
Bramblestar stared at her desperately.
Don't you see that?
Is peace in the clans so important?
There hadn't been peace among the clans while she was growing up, and the sky hadn't fallen in.
I have to obey the wishes of StarClan.
His eyes glimmered with doubt.
I'm a clan leader. StarClan trusted me enough to give me 9 lives. I can't betray them.
Squirrel Flight's heart ached. Bramblestar sounded wretched. He needed her. She lowered her mew to a whisper. Even if I don't agree with what you're doing, I love you.
You do?
Hope glimmered in his eyes. Of course I do. Pelt smoothing, Bramblestar leaned forward and pressed his muzzle to her cheek.
I love you too.
Peace washed Squirrel Flight's pelt for the first time in a moon. She felt the warmth of Bramblestar's cheek and breathed in his scent. He smelled of the forest and the night, dew catching in his fur. I wish you weren't taking a patrol to the sisters' camp. I wish this could be settled another way. But if this is what you feel you must do, my loyalty will lie with you and with ThunderClan. He leaned against her, a soft purr trembling in his throat.
Thank you.
Come on. She began to lead him toward the rock tumble. Let's get some sleep. We've got a long journey to make in the morning. That night, Squirrel Flight dreamed a terrible dream. Battle raged around her. Cats shrieked on every side, writhing as they fought. As she strained to see through blinding sunshine, paws slammed into her shoulder. She hit the ground with a thump and glanced desperately around, scanning the confusion for a face she recognized. Fear sense bathed her muzzle. Who were these cats? Her paws felt as heavy as stone, the earth dragging at her pelt like water. As she tried to struggle to her paws, a shadow fell over her. Claws glinted in the sunlight as a tom slashed at her muzzle. Terror shrilling through her pelt, she rolled out of the way and hauled herself up, lashing out as she leaped to her paws. Her claws met something soft and ripped through. It crumpled under her blow. She squinted against the light, trying to see what she'd hit. On the ground in front of her, she saw a small body. Its orange and black pelt was matted with blood. Spark Pelt's lost kit. Horror seared her belly. She felt the blood on her claws seep into her fur, warm and wet, filling the air with a terrible sweetness. I killed him. She woke with a jolt, her pelt clammy. Blinking into the darkness of the den, she struggled to catch her breath. It was just a dream. But the horror lingered in her belly. She slid away from Bramblestar and climbed out of their nest. It was more than a dream, she was sure. It was a warning. Heart lurching, she darted out of the den. She had to check on Sparkpelt. She had to see that the kits were safe. She slithered as quietly as she could down the rock tumble and hurried through the moonlight to the nursery. Nosing her way in, she blinked, adjusting her eyes to the darkness. Sparkpelt was asleep in her nest, Flame Kit and Finch Kit pressed against her belly. Daisy snored softly in the nest beside them. Relief washed Squirrel Flight's pelt. They were safe. It had been just a dream. As she crept from the nursery, movement caught her eye. A shadow shifted outside the medicine den. She glimpsed white paws in the darkness and recognized Leaf Pool. What was she doing up? It wasn't even close to dawn. She padded toward her. Leaf Pool? She whispered. Are you okay? Leaf Pool's eyes glinted in the shadows. I couldn't sleep. Why not? Squirrel Flight's belly tightened. Leaf Pool frowned. I'm not sure, but I have a terrible feeling that something is wrong, she shuddered. Why are you awake? I had a nightmare, Squirrel Flight told her, about a kit. She glanced toward the nursery. I thought Spark Pelt's kits might be in trouble. Leaf Pool's gaze shimmered with alarm. Are you sure the dream was about Spark Pelt's kits? Squirrel Flight stiffened. Who else could they be? Moonlight's. Her mew was barely more than a whisper. Alarm sparked through Squirrel Flight's fur. Was the dream a warning? Were Moonlight's kits in danger? We have to go. She raced for the camp entrance. If her kits are in danger, we have to save them. Chapter 22.
Squirrel Flight scrabbled between boulders, climbing the hill that would bring them close to the sisters' camp. She could hear Leafpool panting behind. The sky was still as black as raven feathers, glittering with stars, as they pushed onward, but light was pooling at the horizon. The clan patrols would be gathering at the border soon.
"We're nearly there, right?" Leafpool puffed. "I recognize this track."
Squirrel Flight glanced over her shoulder. Her sister's pelt was ruffled, her eyes glittering with exhaustion.
"It's just over this hill."
She paused as they reached the top and looked down into the valley. The sisters' camp was hidden among the thick overgrowth at the bottom.
"I hope we're in time. My dream was really bad. If it was about Moonlight's kits, she must need us."
Leafpool stopped beside her.
"I had a dream, too."
Squirrel Flight looked at her.
"About the kits?"
"Yes." Leafpool eyed her uncertainly.
"There were wounded kits everywhere, more than I could treat. I had the sense they were Moonlight's kits."
She shrugged.
"I don't know why Star Clan would send me a dream about the sisters. They're not clan cats, but it felt important."
As she spoke, she pricked her ears.
"Do you hear that?"
Squirrel Flight listened. A wail drifted from the valley. Her heart lurched. There was pain in the cry.
"Moonlight!"
She pelted down the hillside, zigzagging between bushes. As she plunged through a wall of bracken, another wail rose from the camp. Her paws skidded on the earth, sending stones spraying behind her. She could hear Leafpool's paw steps thrumming at her heels as she slewed past a bramble. Heart pounding, she crashed through the fern entrance. Leafpool burst out behind her as she slowed to a stop on the grassy clearing. The wail sounded again. Squirrel Flight jerked her muzzle around, scanning the moonlit camp. Snow was hurrying toward the birthing den. Creek and Flurry crouched, wide-eyed, at the edge of the camp, while Furs paced anxiously beside them. Snow stopped and stared.
"What are you doing here?"
Squirrel Flight ignored the question.
"Where's Moonlight? Is she okay?"
"She's kitting." Squirrel Flight saw fear in Snow's gaze. Leafpool hurried forward.
"Take me to her," she ordered briskly.
"But she's kitting."
Snow blinked at her.
"I'm a medicine cat, remember?" Leafpool told her. "I treated Sunrise."
"Hawk and Tempest are taking care of her."
Snow sounded uncertain. "They know what to do." A screech echoed from the birthing den.
"It sounds like they need help."
Leafpool pushed past Snow and disappeared inside. Squirrel Flight blinked at Snow, trying not to betray her fear.
"She's helped deliver countless kits in ThunderClan, including my own. She knows what she's doing."
"I hope so."
Snow's pelt prickled along her spine.
"Moonlight's been kitting since sundown. She's had one kit, but something's wrong. We've never seen anything like this. Perhaps it's because she was expecting for so long. The kits might be too big. The next one won't come. I think it's stuck."
Pressing back panic, Squirrel Flight darted after Leafpool. She blinked, adjusting to the darkness, as Snow squeezed after her. At the edge of the den, a newborn kit mewled at Tempest's paws, while Hawk crouched beside Moonlight. The queen was stiff with pain as she fought against a spasm. Her thick pelt was matted. Her eyes rolled wildly, and she let out another shriek. Squirrel Flight was shocked to see strong, stubborn Moonlight so overwhelmed. Her suffering must be terrible. Leafpool ran her paws over Moonlight's belly.
"Snow says a kit is stuck," Squirrel Flight told her.
"I know." Leafpool didn't take her eyes from Moonlight. "It's facing the wrong way. I can feel it. We need to ease the pain and give Moonlight the strength to push." She looked at Hawk.
"Do you know what raspberry leaves look like?"
Hawk nodded.
"What about ragweed?"
Leafpool asked. Snow blinked at her eagerly.
"I know ragweed."
"Find some."
Leafpool's gaze flitted to Squirrel Flight.
"Go with them. Bring as much as you can, but be quick. We need to get this kit out before Moonlight exhausts herself completely."
Squirrel Flight nodded, relieved that she could help. As she ducked out of the den, Hawk and Snow pushed past her and raced out of camp. She followed,
chasing Snow's white tail as it flashed away between the bushes. Branches poked at her pelt. Loose earth crumbled beneath her paws. She followed Snow to the top of the hill and out onto a stretch of grass. The white she-cat had stopped and was staring toward the distant horizon, her eyes narrowed against the wind that streamed through her fur. The land was lit now with pale dawn light. Hawk was already streaking down the hillside ahead of them, skimming the grass like an owl swooping for prey. "She's fetching raspberry leaves," Snow told Squirrelflight. "Ragweed is this way." She bounded downhill toward a shallow stream. Squirrelflight hurried after her, catching up as Snow reached it. The water chattered over pebbles, and Snow waded in and hopped out the other side. Squirrelflight splashed after her, gasping as the chilly water tugged her belly fur. As she scrambled onto the bank, she saw Snow stop beside a swath of tall yellow flowers. They swirled in the breeze as the white she-cat reached up and tore down a pawful of blossoms. Squirrelflight stopped beside her and helped, ripping the pungent petals from their stems. Snow heaped more on the ground. "How much do we need?" Squirrelflight glanced at the pile uncertainly.
"That must be plenty," she guessed. "If we need more, I can fetch some."
She grasped a bunch between her jaws and raced back to camp. Moonlight's wail split the air as Squirrelflight charged through the fern entrance and made for the birthing den. She pushed her way inside and dropped the ragweed beside Leafpool.
"I can fetch more if you need it," she panted.
Leafpool took a mouthful, chewed it, and spat the pulp onto her paw. She ran her tail over Moonlight's trembling flank, and leaning close, held her paw to the queen's muzzle.
"Swallow this," she told her.
Moonlight groaned, her gaze clouded with pain, and turned away as Snow burst into the den and dropped more ragweed beside Leafpool.
"She needs to swallow this."
Leafpool looked imploringly at Snow. The white she-cat nodded curtly and crouched beside Moonlight's head.
"It will help," she promised the queen. "Just swallow it."
Moonlight looked at her, fear in her gaze, then quickly lapped the pulp from Leafpool's paw. Leafpool glanced at Squirrelflight.
"Did you find raspberry leaves, too? Hawk's fetching some."
As she spoke, the den shivered, and Hawk slid through the entrance. Squirrelflight glimpsed faint daylight outside. She stiffened. She could picture the patrols gathering at the edge of clan territory. Her paws pricked nervously. What had Bramblestar thought when he'd woken to find her gone? Would he have guessed that she'd come here? Hawk's flanks heaved as she caught her breath. She dropped a mouthful of raspberry leaves beside Leafpool, who quickly chewed them and held out more pulp for Moonlight to lick. As Snow lapped the queen's cheek encouragingly, Squirrelflight blinked at Hawk.
"The clans are coming," she warned.
"Now?" Hawk narrowed her eyes.
"They're probably on their way,"
Squirrelflight told her.
"They're coming to tell you to leave."
Hawk's eyes widened.
"How can we leave now?"
She looked at Moonlight in alarm. Squirrelflight shifted her paws nervously.
"I don't know.
Would the clan patrols retreat once they saw Moonlight was kidding? What would happen if they didn't?" She pushed the thought away and leaned closer to Leafpool.
"How's she doing?"
"We can't do anything until the herbs start to work." Leafpool sat back on her haunches, her gaze dark as another spasm rippled through Moonlight. The queen groaned limply, helpless against the pain. Squirrelflight looked toward the den entrance. Weak sunlight was beginning to show through it. Every hair on her pelt seemed to tremble.
"Please let Moonlight Kit in peace."
She hoped that StarClan could hear her prayer. No cat spoke as they waited for the herbs to take hold. The first and only Kit to be born mewled again and settled at last against Tempest's belly. Moonlight groaned softly as dawn brightened into day. At last, when Moonlight had stopped moaning, Leafpool placed her paw on the queen's belly. She lifted her head and looked at Leafpool. For the first time, her gaze was sharp. Leafpool met it. Ready?
Ready.
Moonlight rolled onto her paws and crouched, her tail stiff.
Wait for the pain, Leafpool murmured.
Squirrelflight held her breath. Moonlight pressed her paws harder against the earth as a spasm jerked along her flank. She lifted her head and let out a screech and pressed her hindquarters against the earth. With a shudder, the second kit slithered onto the ground behind her. Snow darted toward it and quickly lapped the membrane from its pelt. Squirrelflight's breath caught in her throat as silence gripped the den.
It's not breathing.
Snow looked desperately at the lifeless scrap of fur. Leafpool pushed past her.
Take care of Moonlight.
As Snow crouched at Moonlight's cheek, Leafpool stretched the kit out and hooked its mouth open with a claw. Squirrelflight flinched. What was she doing? Leafpool placed a paw on its chest and pumped with small, fierce jabs. Hawk stared at her with wide eyes.
Be careful!
Leafpool ignored her and nipped the kit's scruff, then lifted the kit's body and shook it. The kit jerked, lifted its head, and wailed.
It's alive!
Relief surged in Squirrelflight's belly. Quickly, Leafpool carried it to Tempest and put it beside its littermate.
It's another she-kit.
She's a fighter, like her mother.
Tempest scooped the kit close to her belly and bent to wash her. As Leafpool turned back to Moonlight, the queen jerked and shuddered, and a third kit slipped onto the ground. Squirrelflight held her breath as Leafpool licked the membrane clear of its muzzle. The kit mewled, squirming at Leafpool's paws.
A Tom! Leafpool's eyes shone. He's the last.
She lifted him between her jaws and passed him to Squirrelflight.
Put him with his littermates, she mewed.
Squirrelflight's heart swelled as she breathed in the kit's scent. She padded toward Tempest and placed the kit gently between his sisters. She blinked at Leafpool, who was smoothing Moonlight's ruffled pelt with a paw, while Snow touched her nose to the queen's cheek. Squirrelflight tensed.
Is she okay?
She's tired, but she's fine. Leafpool sat back on her haunches. Squirrelflight's pelt rippled with pleasure. They had saved Moonlight and her kits. She blinked happily at Snow, a purr throbbing in her throat. Then she froze. Snow had stiffened. Ears pricked, the white she-cat stared toward the den entrance. Heart lurching, Squirrelflight followed her gaze. Outside the camp, bushes rustled. Something was pushing between them. Muted paw steps scuffed the earth. Hawk's eyes glittered with panic.
Are they here?
Squirrelflight padded to the entrance and peered out. Creek, Furs, and Flurry had backed toward the center of the clearing, their hackles high. The air around them was thick with clan scents. As the bushes around the edge of the camp shivered, alarm shrilled through Squirrelflight's pelt.
Leafpool, she mewed huskily. The battle patrol is here.
Chapter 23 Leafpool pushed past her and looked out.
We've got to stop them.
Don't let them see you. Squirrelflight nosed her away. They mustn't know you're here. Outside, Sunrise had joined Furs, Creek, and Flurry, and they were backing toward the birthing den, backs arched, growling softly. Their gaze was fixed on the shivering dogwood at the far side of the clearing. It twitched as warriors slid out. Slowly, cats crept like shadows from the bushes, their eyes flashing in the early morning light. Squirrelflight swallowed back panic. There was no way out. She was trapped here with the sisters. Tiger Star stalked into the clearing. His gaze flitted around the camp, then settled on Furs.
Where's Moonlight?
Furs stared back wordlessly as Misty Star, Hair Star, and Bramble Star fanned out around the Shadow Clan leader. At the edge of the camp, their warriors bushed out their pelts menacingly. Furs flexed her claws.
You're trespassing, she growled.
Beside her, Flurry's hackles lifted.
Get out of our camp!
Hairstar flicked his tail.
We've come to speak with your leader.
His eyes glittered with hostility. Squirrelflight's belly tightened.
Please don't fight.
Would the sisters try to defend Moonlight? They'd have to if the clans didn't back down. Moonlight couldn't defend herself right now. She ducked away from the entrance and nodded toward the stricken queen.
We have to get her out of here.
If Moonlight was safe, the sisters would have less reason to fight. Moonlight lifted her head weakly. Her gaze flitted around the den.
Where are my kits?
Tempest nudged the kits toward her. With slow, stumbling steps, they found their mother and snuggled eagerly against her belly. Moonlight curled around them protectively. Her nose wrinkled.
What's that stench?
Have foxes broken into the camp?
The clans are here.
Leafpool's eyes were dark with fear. Squirrelflight padded closer.
They want you to leave.
Moonlight tried to struggle to her paws, but weak from the birth, slumped helplessly beside her kits.
They shouldn't have come,
she growled.
But they have, Squirrelflight told her. We have to get you and your kits to safety.
I'm not going anywhere.
Moonlight swished her tail.
If you stay here, you'll be putting your kits in danger, and your sisters will die trying to protect them, and you.
Outside, the sisters' growling had hardened into warning yowls. Squirrelflight thrust her muzzle close to Moonlight's.
You're outnumbered. All the pride in the world won't save you.
Before Moonlight could answer, she jerked her muzzle toward Snow.
We have to get Moonlight and her kits out of here.
Snow stared at her.
She's just kitted. They won't harm her, surely.
Tiger Star wants this land, and he wants it now.
Squirrelflight lashed her tail.
He's made it clear that he won't back down. You need to get Moonlight away while I try to stop them fighting.
We can't make Moonlight travel so soon.
Hawk's eyes were wide.
It might kill her or her kits.
You have to get her clear,
Squirrelflight snapped. There wasn't time to discuss this.
If fighting breaks out, she won't be safe here.
Daylight glinted through the branches at the back of the den. The wall was thin there. Squirrelflight hurried toward it and began to tear at the vines.
Make a hole here and take Moonlight and her kits out the back. Get them to somewhere safe.
Her thoughts whirled. Was anywhere safe now that the patrol was here? It didn't matter. Right now, she must persuade the sisters to leave the den.
Find somewhere you can hide.
Tempest glanced at Snow.
The cave,
she mewed quickly. Snow's gaze hardened.
We can't let them drive us away without a fight.
Squirrelflight turned on her.
Get Moonlight somewhere safe, then think about fighting, she snarled.
Snow held her gaze for a moment, then looked at the narrow gap Squirrelflight had torn.
Okay.
She grabbed a vine and ripped the gap wider.
Leafpool,
Squirrelflight blinked at her sister.
I'm going to go out there and try to keep the clans talking. You help Tempest and Snow carry the kits. Hawk can help Moonlight.
Leafpool stared at her.
You can't let our clanmates see you here.
I have no choice.
Squirrelflight ignored the fear, clutching at her belly.
Will Bramblestar be surprised to see me here? Or will he have guessed?
It's the only way to get Moonlight clear.
What if they attack?
Leafpool's gaze was bright with fear. Squirrelflight pushed the thought away.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Leafpool narrowed her eyes.
Remember, Squirrelflight, she murmured darkly. You're a warrior, not a sister. You must live among your clanmates long after the sisters are gone.
Squirrelflight padded past the kits, still damp from their birth, and as small as prey.
I must do what's right.
Avoiding Leafpool's eye, she pushed her way out of the den. The warrior stared, eyes widened, pelts spiked as Squirrelflight slid between Flurry and Sunrise and squared her shoulders against the bristling warriors. They lined the clearing like a pack of hungry foxes. She could see Bramblestar at the edge of her gaze, but she avoided looking at him.
What are you doing here?
Tigerstar stared at Squirrelflight. Crowfeather didn't give her the chance to answer.
She came to warn the sisters.
He padded forward, his tail flicking ominously behind him. Misty Star narrowed her eyes.
"We know you wanted to undermine your leader," she growled, "but we didn't think you'd go so far as to betray him."
"I've betrayed no cat," Squirrel Flight snapped. "I came to make sure Moonlight was okay."
Flurry moved closer.
"Don't tell them about the kits," she hissed under her breath. "They mustn't know Moonlight is weak."
Furs nodded. Creek flicked his tail. Squirrel Flight glanced at them.
"You have to," she whispered urgently. "It's your only chance to make them leave."
Crowfeather's eyes flashed with rage.
"She's plotting with the enemy."
Squirrel Flight swung her muzzle toward the WindClan deputy.
"The sisters aren't your enemy."
Tiger Star's ears twitched angrily.
"They maimed Strike Stone."
Flurry lashed her tail.
"He nearly killed Sunrise."
Outraged yowls exploded from the warriors.
"They invaded our territory. We were just defending our border."
Alarm spiraled in Squirrel Flight's chest. Tempers were flaring. She eyed Tiger Star.
"You wanted to show the sisters how strong the clans are," she yowled above the noise. "You've done that. You can leave now and let them decide what to do. If they have any sense, they will leave, but it's not fair to bully them like this."
Sunrise bristled beside her.
"We can handle bullies."
"We don't need you to speak for us,"
Flurry snarled at Squirrel Flight. Squirrel Flight lowered her voice so that only the sisters could hear. "Moonlight's had her kits. She's okay. Leafpool and the others are taking them away from the camp." She could only hope that once they knew that Moonlight and the kits were safe, they wouldn't want to fight. Flurry narrowed her eyes.
"Did the clans tell you to send Moonlight away?"
"No." Surprise sparked in Squirrel Flight's pelt. "I did it to protect her and the kits."
"Bramble Star."
Tiger Star's gaze slid toward the ThunderClan leader.
"How does it feel to be wrong for a change?"
He sounded pleased. A chill ran along Squirrel Flight's spine. What was the Shadow Clan leader talking about? She turned her head slowly toward Bramble Star. He was staring, puzzled, at Tiger Star.
"What do you mean?" "You chose the wrong cat to be your deputy."
Tiger Star's voice was as smooth as honey.
"It seems that Squirrel Flight prefers rogues to her own clanmates."
"That's not true."
Squirrel Flight's heart lurched. She stared desperately at Bramble Star, but his gaze was fixed on Tiger Star.
"What Squirrel Flight does is up to her,"
he meowed coldly. Surprised murmurs rippled from the ring of warriors. Breezepelt's hackles lifted.
"She's disloyal."
"That's not true."
Squirrel Flight glared at him.
"And it's not the first time," Breezepelt went on. "You raised your sister's half-clan kits and told your clanmates and Bramble Star they were your own. You're a liar."
"Liar!"
Ripples of agreement spread among the warriors. Squirrel Flight flattened her ears. Did the clans still care about that? It had been so long ago. And Leafpool's kits had gone on to help save all the clans. Bramblestar eyed Breezepelt angrily.
"We came here to talk to the sisters, not rake up old bones."
Breezepelt flashed him an accusing look.
"We didn't expect to find your deputy here mixing with the enemy. Squirrel Flight's disloyal. She's been disloyal before. She can't be trusted."
Squirrel Flight hissed at Breezepelt.
"You don't get to lecture me on loyalty. Who did you fight for in the battle with the Dark Forest?"
Anger pulsed in her belly. Crowfeather padded forward, swishing his tail as he brushed past his son.
"We can listen to Squirrel Flight's explanation later," he growled.
Squirrel Flight forced her pelt to stay flat as foreboding wormed in her belly. He nodded to her.
"Move out of the way. We've come to move the sisters."
"You came here to warn the sisters," Squirrel Flight reminded him.
"We've heard your warning, and we're not moving." Sunrise stepped forward, her head high.
"Please, don't fight."
Squirrel Flight's mew trembled. She caught Bramble Star's eye. He had to stop this. He stared back at her,
his gaze unreadable. Creek bushed out his tail.
"This camp is ours," he growled. "If you want to take it, you'll have to take it by force."
The young cat stared at Tiger Star. "He's not even old enough to be an apprentice," Squirrel Flight thought desperately. "He can't fight warriors." Furs lifted her broad head. She was almost twice as big as some of the warriors, and for a moment, Squirrel Flight wondered if the sisters could win this battle. How many cats would be hurt? "Please," she stared desperately around her fellow warriors, "just go and let the sisters leave in their own time."
"A warrior never backs down."
Hairstar flattened his ears and dropped into a battle stance. Sunrise narrowed her eyes to slits.
"Neither does a sister."
With a snarl, she leaped for the WindClan leader. The clearing exploded into battle. Shock pulsing through her pelt, Squirrel Flight backed away. Sunrise, Furs, Flurry, and Creek disappeared beneath a throng of writhing pelts. The stone tang of blood filled the air.
"I promised Bramblestar that I would support him," she remembered. But how could she? Working so hard to save Moonlight's kits had connected her to the sisters even more. She was a ThunderClan cat, she knew that. But she couldn't shed the blood of cats she knew meant the clans no harm.
At the edge of the clearing, Twig Branch stared at the fighting cats as though frozen to the ground. Squirrel Flight was surprised to see her. She hadn't approved of this patrol. Had Bramblestar made her come? Or had she volunteered so that she could help keep the peace? The gray she-cat's eyes rounded with disbelief.
"We weren't supposed to fight."
Bramblestar didn't seem to hear her. He shouldered his way to the middle.
"No!"
Squirrel Flight tried to catch his eye. "He mustn't fight. He'd never forgive himself if he knew he was threatening newborn kits, hiding only a few tail lengths away." Hairstar reared out of the swarm. Sunrise rose with him, slashing viciously at the WindClan leader's muzzle. Trading blows, they sank beneath the sea of pelts like cats drowning. Creek rolled out from the pack, turning as soon as he was clear and hurling himself at Cloverfoot. He hooked his claws into the ShadowClan deputy's shoulders and dragged her onto her back. Leaping on top of her, he struggled to pin her to the ground and aimed a swipe at her cheek. Cloverfoot tried to twist free, but straining with every hair on his pelt, the young Tom held her fast. As his paw swung toward her, Crowfeather leaped from beside his clanmates and slammed into Creek's side. He sent Creek crashing into a bramble and leaped after him, paws flailing. Breezepelt, Scorchfur, and Gorsetail raced to help him.
"You'll kill him!"
Squirrel Flight stared in horror as Creek disappeared beneath a swarm of warriors.
"Please, stop!"
Twig Branch's pelt flashed past her.
"Wait!"
Squirrel Flight hooked her claws into her clanmate's pelt and dragged her away from the fighting. Paws churning, Twig Branch wrestled free from her grip. She turned on Squirrel Flight.
"What in StarClan?"
Her mew trailed away as she saw Squirrel Flight.
"We can't let this happen."
Squirrel Flight stared pleadingly at the young warrior. "Moonlight has just kitted. She's very weak, and the kits have hardly taken their first breath. Their first memory can't be a battle. Help me stop them." Twig Branch glanced around the camp.
"Where are the kits?"
"Leafpool and the others have taken them somewhere safe. Flurry, Furs, Sunrise, and Creek are on their own." Twig Branch nodded.
"I'll tell Blossomfall and Mouse Whisker," she promised. "I'll make them stop."
She turned and pushed her way between Emberfoot and Yarrowleaf, who were scrabbling to get deeper into the fray. Squirrel Flight began to nose her way between Oatclaw and Duskfur. She had to find Bramblestar and explain about the kits. He'd see why the sisters had to fight. They were defending their young. As she ducked past Oatclaw, Sunrise flashed past her. Squirrel Flight spun as the she-cat broke free of the patrol and fled across the clearing.
"Retreat!"
Sunrise called to her campmates. "We can't win here!" Furs ripped herself free from Shimmerpelt and Petalfur and raced after her, yowling over her shoulder.
"Creek! Flurry! This way!"
The battle seemed to stumble to a halt as the clan patrol realized that their enemies were on the run.
Creek leaped to his paws and hared after his campmates, speeding over the grass like a bird. Together, they crashed through a bramble and disappeared. Tiger Star watched them go, his eyes narrowing with determination.
Let's make sure they're gone.
Like a pack of wolves, the warrior patrol gave chase. As the clearing emptied, Squirrel Flight stared shakily at the blood-stained grass, her breath caught in her throat as she saw Flurry lying on the ground. Her ginger and white pelt was matted. Scratches crisscrossed her muzzle. Squirrel Flight hurried toward her, heart pounding. She crouched beside the wounded cat. Was she dead?
You care more about the sisters than your clanmates.
Bramblestar's mew took her by surprise. Squirrel Flight turned. He was staring at her. She met his gaze. I care about any injured cat, she mewed.
Even an enemy?
A life is a life. She got to her paws and faced him.
Why are you here?
Confusion clouded his gaze. Last night, I dreamed a kit was in trouble, she told him. Leafpool dreamed it too. We had to come. She padded closer. Moonlight needed help. She was having trouble kitting, and she needed a medicine cat. Leafpool saved her and her kits. She finished kitting just before the patrol arrived. Bramblestar blinked at her.
Where is she?
Leafpool and the others have taken her and the kits somewhere safe. Bramblestar stiffened as Yowl